Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Wisconsin's tourism secretary is enthused about fall tourism, and especially the growth of tourism here.
Tourism right now is a $20.6 billion industry. It employs over 195,500 people. That's up 25,000 jobs. And I think what we love in the tourism industry is we're the gateway to Wisconsin in terms of how people out of state think about our state.
That's Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klatt, who says since 2011, tourism is up 40% in total travel expenditures. She says new research shows a positive impression of Wisconsin leads to other things, like people locating businesses here and buying second homes. Klatt wants travelers to think Wisconsin during the fall tourism season.
Think about this. We have 15,000 lakes. We have 42,000 miles of rivers and streams. We have 16 million acres of forests. So 40% of our state is covered. And so you're just going to see great fall colors whether you want to or not.
She wants travelers to use the Travel Wisconsin Fall Color Report, which has a continuous updating of leaf color from more than 100 field reporters in all 72 counties. More information is at travelwisconsin.com. Downtown Rhinelander is not dead. That's the message given to Rhinelander City Council this week. The city is trying to work out a restructuring for Downtown Works program. Downtown Works is a business assistance program designed to match up potential business owners with willing lenders for low-interest loans. The restructuring is necessary as one member, the Clary Foundation, has ended, and Downtown Rhinelander has lost some of its funding. But DRI President Jim Hex told the council they're still alive.
There's a lot of rumors that the Downtown Rhinelander Incorporated is defunct. We are not. We've never closed our organization in that. We run seven main events in the downtown right now. We also, too, help with two indirect events. We have an active Facebook page, website, mailing list.
A majority of members of the downtown group voted to stop assessing themselves and funding their portion of Downtown Rhinelander Incorporated. In 2016, they cut the budget by 50%. Hex says they've been working to improve the downtown.
We have run different programs in the downtown with the flower baskets, if you've seen them, where we keep them maintained and watered. We bought all of them through fundraisers. The Brown Street Alley project, which some of you are familiar with yet too, the alleyway that we've got the lights put into.
He says they also contributed $26,000 to the holiday lighting effort. Hex says they have regular meetings with city officials and others, and he says they have an active board of directors. They want to maintain representation on the Downtown Works board. When he was confronted by two men after exchanging sexually explicit online messages, a 20-year-old man decided to turn himself into Wausau police. Colton Mulver is charged with felony child enticement. The Wausau man had arranged to meet what he thought was a 16-year-old boy after asking for a full nude body pic on the phone app Grindr. The two men were part of a private group called Impact, which is pursuing sexual predators. Police say Mulver acknowledged his behavior is wrong and said he needs help. Eau Claire County prosecutors accused an Illinois man of disguising himself to look like a construction worker before he stole wallets at an Eau Claire worksite. Charges were filed against Donald Roche Wednesday. Investigators say he swiped a wallet at an HSHS Sacred Heart construction site last month, taking $2,500 from the victim's bank account. Roche was spotted on video surveillance. He faces similar charges in Dane and Sheboygan counties. The weather forecast for the afternoon, look for sunny skies, an unseasonably warm 80 degrees, and windy as well. For tonight, increasing clouds, low 58, more of the same tomorrow, high near 79. Friday night, there's a slight chance of showers late, cloudy, low 64, and a slight chance of morning showers Saturday, partly sunny, high near 81. Sunday, sunny, high near 81, and then a cool down begins about midweek next week. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.